Fred Film Radio, Karlovy Vary International Film Festival, Czech Republic.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Mikucci from the 2018 Karlovy Vary International Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by director Zita Erfa, who is presenting her film in a documentary competition, I believe. Mm-hmm. The best thing you can do with your life. Thank you very much for joining us.
Hello.
That'll do. So, the best way to set this interview is if you could just tell our listeners a little bit about the movie, just introduce it and tell them as much as you'd like about it.
The film is about my brother who's becoming a priest with the Legionaries of Christ. It's rather about our relationship because for 8 years we didn't really talk to each other. Mm-hmm. Because they could read his letters, well, the letters we wrote him, and we could phone to him 3 times a year, and we could visit him once a year. So I was pretty angry when he left, and I said, like, okay, if you don't want to talk to me, I'm not going to talk to you. So for 8 years that went on until I went to the monastery and I confronted him with his decision to go there. Also, he disappeared, like, from one day to the other. Because when we were kids, we went to the summer camps of the Legionaries, and it was super fun, but they were always, like, a little bit strange. Like, some aspects were, like, from a sect, and we were like, no, we're not going to join there ever. And then he went from one day to the other, he went there, and I just didn't understand.
That's so interesting, but I feel like, I'm sure, like me too, a lot of people would not be familiar with the actual legionaries. Is there anything else that we can kind of say to talk about them, to understand what it is, who they are and what they do?
They were founded in the 40s by Marcial Maciel in Mexico. And yeah, another, they were like, there are two things I don't like about them. Like, one thing is the obvious thing that the founder, abused sexually of, like, some of his seminaries and of kids, and he, like, if you misuse money and drugs and stuff like that. Like, he did a lot of bad things, but that's the obvious. But I also didn't like the way that they were...
Like drug abuse, you mean? Just
yeah.
Yeah, something.
Yeah. I didn't like the way they were, like, with... Like, the way they were. They were, like, always super happy, but I didn't really believe it. I thought it was a little bit... fake. They had, like, a youth club, and they really wanted us to join, and we always said, like, no, we don't want to. I don't want to promise that I'm going to pray in the morning and in the evening, because I know I'm not going to do it, so why should I promise it? And they were always like, no, you have to join. So, yeah.
Like, why did you know that you weren't going to do it? Have you just always never really been that religious, or?
Maybe not as much as my brother ever. Yeah. Yeah. I just knew that I wouldn't... Right. I didn't want to promise something.
Exactly. So what was your reaction when you found out that, like, your brother was going to be a priest?
He told me per phone. Mm. So actually, I screamed at him, like, for half an hour. Yeah, I was really angry.
I remember you saying that.
Yeah, but it was not that much him becoming a priest, because I already, like, suspected that. Because he was, like, I was studying in Vienna, and he came to visit me, and he went to so many monasteries. So I was like, okay, this is, like, a little bit suspicious. But I didn't expect him to go to the Legionaries.
Yes.
Because, they are really very conservative. And, like, now I hopefully they changed a little bit, because they had some inspections and they had to change some of the rules. But... yeah.
The idea is that you weren't upset that he was becoming a priest. You were upset that it was the Legionaries, which meant that you weren't going to see him hardly ever. And you were just weren't, he wasn't really going to be there, you know.
That's yeah. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so you, at some point you decide to make this film. Now, I'm curious as to when you decided to do that, because it's quite a personal story.
Actually, I didn't ever want to do this film because it was, like, too private, and I sometimes feel, like, ashamed when I see other people, like, talk about their family in films. I'm like, okay, this is very interesting, but why do you do that in public? Mm. But then, I don't know, somehow it still happened, because I wanted to do like an exchange year in Mexico, and then you have had to present a subject for a film. And then I said, I'm going to do it about the Legionaries, because I had no idea what was going on in Mexico. And then I arrived in Mexico and I still had no idea. So I continued saying, I'm going to make it about the Legionaries. But then I was like, the Legionaries per se, only the Legionaries don't really interest me. But what interests me is my brother. So, and my classmates and friends were like, your brother is there. Why don't you do it about your brother? And then, at some point I couldn't step back and I had to do it.
Yeah, I remember in your first conversation with him, at least in the film, you actually asked him, do you think it's strange that I'm making a film about him?
Yeah, but he actually understood. Like, he
did he really understand? Yeah,
it's like a way of coping that he left. He understood my making the film as a way of coping with him leaving to the monastery. Like, other people would maybe write a book or an article or, I don't know, in their diaries or something like that.
Like, I'm presuming that a lot of people, including me and maybe even you working on the film, would think that it is quite hard to make a film that personal. But at the same time, were the cameras sort of a way for you guys to talk? Like, yeah. Not an excuse, but like an actual means to communicate like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, actually it was. Like, it was an accelerator, something like that made it faster. Because I think that conversations would have happened anyways, but maybe not at this point. Maybe it would have taken like 5 years more till one of us would have made a step to say, hey, how are you? Like,
Yeah.
I mean, because we talked in these 8 years, but it was always like very superficial, and it wasn't like real communication.
I mean, to me as well, watching it, it's like you get closer the more you talk, and like towards the end, I think you have the conversation when you're both in the frame.
Yeah.
So that's almost like, you know, you do get closer a little.
Yeah. Yeah, it really did change in the film, like during the making. Actually, it was interesting because my problem was solved like the third day, because a long interview we had in the park where I asked him like why he left and stuff like that, and then he gave me all the answers, and because I thought like that it was betrayal, I thought like he knew already and he just didn't tell me because he didn't care. So when he told me no, he didn't know and he just decided it from one moment to the other, then it was better for me.
Like, I'm curious as well, because the Legionaries seem so, on the one hand, so, like, closed off from the rest of the world, but, I mean, were they welcoming? Did they welcome you to sort of film in their own, you know, the monastery and in their everyday life? It seemed like they were quite friendly. I mean, that's what I kind of got from the documentary.
Yeah, actually, when I arrived, I blindly hated them all, of course.
Yeah.
And of course, if you meet them person by person, they are super nice. Like, they're 18-year-old guys. They're very sweet. Like, they are in the monastery since they are like 14. Like, not in this monastery, but in the apostolic school where they're prepared to become priests. No, since they are 12, they're in these schools. So they are very, like, a little bit innocent and sweet.
I mean, they give you permission to film everywhere.
Yeah, they were. I couldn't, like, there's one scene in the bedroom. I couldn't enter there because it was, I don't know how you say it in English. It was just for boys only.
Yeah, okay.
But it was okay because the cameraman went there and he filmed it. But they were actually very welcoming. They were like, oh, Laszlo's sister, hello, hi, how are you? Like, and they also thought maybe that it was making a film advertising the Legionaries.
So in a way, when I was watching it, I thought that it did have a vibe, a very peaceful sort of even spiritual vibe to it. And I'm wondering whether you expected to kind of make that kind, have the film to have that kind of tone from the beginning, because if you haven't had experiences with them before you made the film, obviously, or did that just kind of come naturally in post production once you saw what you shot and after you'd been there filming it?
Actually, when I arrived, I was still, like, super angry, and I was like, they are going to look bad in my film.
Yeah.
and my cameraman said, like, do you want to, like, just have them look bad because you're angry, or do you want to understand, like, why your brother, do you really want to understand? I was like, yeah, maybe I should, like, try to understand and not be only angry, and
But in post, then it was like, so you shot the film, and then you realized that that was what kind of what you wanted the start of the film to be, like sort of peaceful, slower, calm.
We decided that when we were shooting, because first we were okay. also shooting like with a hand camera that moves more, and then we realized now they move so yes. slow, mm-hmm. we have to be more steady, because otherwise it's weird if the camera moves more than the person's. And yeah, like everything was very peaceful. So actually, we couldn't have captured it. Like we captured what we found there, of course. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that I really love watching this documentary, because it's just at times we get to see how essentially normal these guys are, which is great. And yeah. So that's definitely part of kind of the appeal of the documentary for me. I mean, I don't know if you kind of wanted to capture that too.
Yeah, boys are boys. Like yeah. they are boys. They play football and they scream and they like they talk to their superiors. They make a little bit of fun of the superiors. Yeah. I like that. And also, there's a scene where. They're like even almost rebellious, because there is a scene about the etiquette, like how they should behave, like you should sneeze your like nose properly so
blow
you
your
don't
nose softly,
yeah you should blow your nose softly so you don't molest the others, and like and you should eat properly and ride properly and stuff like that. And then they start asking questions that are like really difficult for the superior to answer, because they ask like, okay, but how what do we do when one of our brothers is sad. In the film I put this question only once, but actually they asked it three times, uh-huh. like the same question, and that was, for me, it was like, why are they asking this question, like yeah. why don't they know like how to respond to when somebody is sad? Like usually you just go and hug the person or like ask them how can I help you or something, like, but they are so new, and I don't know, they and maybe also this world is so strict, or I don't know, that they
yeah.
didn't...
Yeah, I mean...
that is, like, a point I didn't like there. That I found that they... Yeah, that they have to ask a question like this makes me think, like, there are so many guys there, and they could, like, have great friendships, but I had the feeling that they want to have them more separated, which is sad, because you need... friends, like they're always like in a big group, but yeah, I think they don't want so much to have like two persons be friends, at least when they are younger. Maybe it changes when they are older. It does change when they're older.
I obviously don't know why they join, and it'd be very hard for me to do it, this what they're doing, but I, you know, if I were to understand it from a very personal point of view, it's almost like they did sort of feel like this, even the strictness makes them feel protected in a way, like parents, like they're very insecure or something. I mean, I can see why that would be the case. I don't know. I mean, that was just my reaction, but I don't know. Like, you know, so.
Yeah, I think it's easier if somebody tells you always what you have to do.
Yeah,
I would like to have that. Not really, of course, but...
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, freedom can be very frightening. I was talking about it earlier this morning.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, like, you don't have to... You just have to get up at 5:45. It's not, like...
Yeah.
And you don't have to think, oh, what do I do today? Like, you just, like, have your day made. Like,
yeah.
Like a lot of people, but even more strict.
That's so interesting. I think that's one of the universal aspects of the documentary that I feel like a lot of people will definitely be able to connect with. But anyways, it was great chatting with you.
Yeah, thank you.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.